Monday, the 13th of June, sees the inaugural Vision Pioneer Awards. They're taking place in London, and to tell us a little bit more, we have with us Sarah Bailey. Sarah, thank you very much for joining us. Perhaps you could give me a little bit of background to the awards then. Who's involved?
Sure, thank you very much for having me. The awards are a joint initiative with the UK Vision Strategy team and with RNIB, particularly MB Online, which is one of RNIB's online magazines for professionals.
Now, these are brand new awards, so still biting the nails at the moment?
Yes, definitely. It's all coming together though, and the final things are being organised, and the trophies are getting delivered today, so that's quite exciting to see them in the flesh.
Wow, so great.
Yeah.
So, where does it all take place and when?
So, it's taking place in Grange Tower Bridge Hotel in London on Monday the 13th of June in the evening, and it's going to be a drinks reception and then the award ceremony itself. So really lucky that it's going to be presented by Chris McCausland, who's a really funny comedian, and he's going to compare the evening for us.
Great. So tell me about the ceremony itself. Who and what will be rewarded?
So the awards itself honour outstanding professionals and really recognise their vital work in transforming eye health and sight loss services in the UK, and also in driving the implementation of the three UK Vision Strategy outcomes forward. So we have five award categories, and they are Campaign of the Year, Professional of the Year Adult, Professional of the Year for Children, the Innovation Award, and also the Team of the Year. So we have between 4 and 5 shortlisted finalists for each of the categories, and there's such a massive range of individuals and teams and projects. We have representation from the 4 countries across the UK. We have award teams that are multidisciplinary and that come from a number of charities, and we have big national campaigns, and we have local societies. So it's a really broad and varied mix of projects.
Fantastic, and a great way to reward the sight loss sector, because the UK does tend to be, on a globally anyway, really way ahead when it comes to supporting people with visual impairments and research and so on.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think in the role I work in and the team I work in, we look at the UK in quite a lot of depth, and there was a lot of projects that I still hadn't heard of or that I knew was happening, and it's such a good way to really reward and celebrate those people, but really shine the spotlight on all the brilliant work that's happening across the UK as well, and making sure that we can help publicise it and show how great everybody is and how impressive the work is here. And hopefully a lot of people can, you know, look at this as best practice and be inspired by it.
Great. So just finally, Sarah, then, if people would like to find out the results, who the big winners were, can they do that?
Yes, they can do. So the best thing to do is to go to visionpioneerawards.co.uk, and we'll be announcing the winners bright and early on Tuesday. It should be up. We'll also have some photos from the awards, and we're hoping to have a video as well. And we'll also be live tweeting from the night, so you can follow us on Twitter, hashtag Vision Pioneer Awards.
Great stuff. Sarah, we'll catch up with you after the awards and find out how the night went. But until then, good luck with it, and thank you for speaking with us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you very much for having me.